Blog Talk Radio.
Little something that talks about real love. Want to tell you a little story. The day of a loved one strong that now has faded away. All that was said at the altar, what did it really mean? Were they just caught up in the moment of a little boy and little girl's dream? Yeah, it's kind of strange. People think that love is only what they feel. It's in the heart.
Who have proven and passed down to us that love never fails, which was given to us from our Heavenly Father up above, our God, who is love. And for that, we're thankful. You have Winston Lewis representing Dying to Be Married.
And Sandra Lewis.
You see, and we're standing to raise our arms and the banner that love never fails. Love wins, surely. And we are proceeding once again, going through and giving due diligence to our great King Christ, standing for those things that he has established for us to purport to you all, and in particular, how love never fails. And it just happens to be our assignment is marriages. You know, we're all about family and marriages, and this is our flagship program, and surely in the tide of the atmosphere, this is a message that must be established and reestablished. Am I right, Ambassador Sandra?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a word in due season, a subject that is it must be talked about, it must be clarified.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that
surely, but before we go further, we must give due diligence to the throne of God. If you all will join us in a word of prayer. Oh Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you in this moment and in this time to give you the glory, honor, and praise. And we trust you to word our mouths and guide our footsteps. In these trying times, Lord, we lift you up, trusting that as we do, that you and your truth shall prevail. Now it is our prayer that you will word our mouths, guide our footsteps every step of the way as we represent your truth. And in all these things, we will be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise, praying for every marriage that is bound under holy matrimony, under your auspice, O great God, and we trust you to make the distinction known and make it strong. And for those who are fighting for their marriage and fighting through the tough times, we pray their strength in you. And in all these things, we will be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, joined by my fellow ambassadors, we fight back-to-back in this foxhole of faith. You see, our assignment as ambassadors comes from we stand on the passage in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Our whole ministry is based on reconciliation. Come on back. Make the reparations. Do what is necessary to get back to your Creator. And once you're here, receive your assignment, because there is so much work to do. Am I right?
Amen.
You see, we're living in a society that's running amok. but to be the diplomat that we're called to be as ambassadors, there are so many things that are becoming twisted in our society, and our society is wondering, what's wrong? What's going on that children have no respect? What's going on where marriages don't last? What's going on where violence is so rampant? What's going on even in our atmosphere with earthquakes in the Midwest? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Which we've experienced several times in the past year, you see.
In the past few months.
You see. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yet this good word of God has been telling us all along, you know, the way things are, should be, and even should not be. You know, and that's the responsibility of Christianity, to represent the true and the living God. Am I right, Sister Lewis?
That's right.
You see, we're going to get right into the subject today. But before we go further, are there other thoughts and other things on your heart that you like to share, testimonies and or anything like that?
Well, you know, I do want to, I know it's been a while since we did this, but we want to invite those who are either getting married, are celebrating an anniversary, engaged. We want to hear from you,
mm-hmm.
because we want it to lift up marriage.
That's right.
As God has defined marriage, as God has He Himself created holy matrimony. We want to celebrate.
That's right.
And so if you would like for your anniversary, your wedding, engagement, or you want to acknowledge or give a shout out to someone that you know of in those categories, contact us. Send us an email at dtbm@kingdomcomenet.com.
That's right.
Or you can give us a call on our toll-free number at 844-755-KUMN or 5866. And the extension for Dying to Be Married is 803. So, having said that, let us know, and then we will give shout-outs on the broadcast, and we'll also put it on the page.
That's right. We've seen many people here in this, not just month of July,
mm-hmm.
but this past week, who are celebrating anniversaries.
Yeah.
We love to post your comments and pictures to your spouse, as well as
mm-hmm.
all others who want to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
And the reason being, because we realize that holy matrimony unto God
mm-hmm.
between one man and one woman is becoming
who were born that way.
Yes. Yeah. You see what we have to do?
Now.
You see what we have to do?
Yeah.
For the sake of distinction,
mm-hmm.
It's becoming passe.
Mm-hmm. The abnormal is
becoming normal,
world,
and
the
normal
world,
is becoming
yeah.
abnormal.
Right.
Common sense is becoming less and less common among the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is talking to your children about things that you grew up as sacred, as
mm-hmm.
The norm, talking to them about what that means. You see, this generation is being taught so many things that have been contrary to not only the traditions of mankind, but to what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to come from this evening, upholding the standards of the true and living God. And He has a way Even if you don't believe him, which is your prerogative, especially in this country, if you don't believe him, that doesn't make him not exist.
Exactly.
Okay, that doesn't make his word to be irrelevant,
mm-hmm.
you see. If you don't believe in the rain, you don't believe that water shall come down from the sky, you see, that doesn't make it not rain on the just
exactly.
as well as the unjust,
mm-hmm.
you see. So, truth be told, we're standing probably on unpopular ground. Some may feel that this is a message of some sort of hate. It is not. We plan to be the diplomats that we are to cover God's mm-hmm. truth
exactly.
for the sake of this is our assignment.
Mm-hmm.
We've known. You're not talking to some folk in some ivory tower, paned in glass, you see, and who refuse to throw stones. You see, you're talking to some folk who have come through the matrimony process, are yet going through,
mm-hmm.
but have just been called to speak the truth on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this truth makes us to live it. You see, that's the good thing about it, is the great thing about the Word of God is it is not something that you just preach, but it
mm-hmm.
is something that you have the blessed privilege and opportunity to live, to let
right.
it change your life.
That's
why when we speak about these things, it's not so much as an authoritarian, but as a servant
exactly.
representing it.
And as students, because as long as we are living,
mm-hmm.
you know, as Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the high calling
mm-hmm.
of Christ. And so what we do is that we're ever in the process of learning,
surely.
You know, learning who God is, because God reveals himself in increments in our lives, but he only reveals himself to those who are seeking after him.
Surely.
And so we can never get to the place where we feel like we know it all.
That's right.
Like, I got this. I don't care where it is he's brought you to, you can never feel as if you have arrived.
Sure.
And the place that I strive to be, and I believe I can say this for both of us, is that we strive to be in a position where we're teachable and can hear him
mm-hmm.
and allow him to reveal. Because one thing I found out about God is that he will not feed a closed mouth.
That's right.
When you are not hungry, when you're not thirsting after him, then you won't be filled.
That's right.
You know, the deception of thinking that you have it is that you think that you are.
That's right.
You know, but he said, but he's going to be the one to fill you, but he will only fill you as you hunger and thirst after him.
And in particular, it's like a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you've gotten your doctorate,
yeah.
your Juris Doctorate, your
mm-hmm.
medical degree,
mm-hmm.
You then begin to practice medicine or
right.
law. So it is. You know, we've been bound for 23 years, but, you know, it is a practice daily,
mm-hmm.
you know, in each stage, and it's good.
Right.
Same thing with the theology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you read the Bible, and
mm-hmm.
read it from Genesis to Revelation, even though I may know these things, as Paul speaks about, speaking with tongues of men and
mm-hmm.
of angels,
mm-hmm.
if I don't have love,
exactly.
Hmm,
exactly.
it's like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
You're just making noise.
Exactly.
And the truth of the matter, we never stop learning love.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
you, something will be thrown in your path
mm-hmm.
that is totally unlovable, and God will point to
right.
it and say, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now cherish that.
That's right.
You see.
Exactly.
So we're always learning how to love, but it's some things that we do know, okay? And we know God's word. And that's where we begin
mm-hmm.
with this subject, Marriage 101. Now, this is not just, as we were speaking about, this practice of love, this practice in ministry. This is not just about speaking on the level of novices.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about speaking about getting the gown and getting a ring and the way a groom is to act and the way a bride is to act, as much as it's a return to the basics,
mm-hmm.
to see what God says and speaks about this matrimony between a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
you see. And I believe you will see that in some heavy truths, though simple, quite profound,
mm-hmm.
which, truth be told, if we embrace them, they will reshape our society
exactly.
properly.
Exactly.
You
mm-hmm.
see, when we're talking about societal problems, this institution and entity of marriage is at the root. It is at the root of our society. And that is why you're seeing the great shift toward what it is becoming here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we need to let you know, as ambassadors, we're learning. This is another learned mechanism. This is another thing to practice. Diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have an old saying, you can't clean fish before you catch them.
Right.
And we realize that it is becoming unpopular. Truly, you see it in social media with all the rainbows popping up on folks' icon. It is unpopular to speak against this, what they call marriage equality.
Yeah.
Nice-sounding euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
You sound, sounds very American. But what we have to speak for is God's word, what God is saying about what he meant for a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
what he means for his people,
mm-hmm.
what he means for his nation, you see. And America declares to be the God of the Bible's nation.
Right.
That's what our, the, you know, throw the air quotes,
mm-hmm.
our founding fathers said, you know. They based these truths on the God of the Bible. You see, even though they may not have been practicing, as folks can see by the history of what was, you know, seen by their personal lives, they stood on this Bible, did they not? Even in declaring people to be free to practice religion and to not practice it,
mm-hmm.
Which I believe was a good thing, you see. And because God does the same thing. He's given us freedom of choice. He presents to us life and death, but says, choose life.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is what we're going to speak on when it comes to Marriage 101. There are some very basic truths that are so profound and deep, you might find us venturing into some very heavy hitting, some very controversial things in accordance to today's standards.
Right.
But are nonetheless God's word.
Right. And also, a subject that can't be rushed.
Mm-hmm.
I think as we've been discussing this and going through some things, we're seeing that God was very purposeful and methodical in what he established.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to think that we can wrap up and sum up
mm-hmm.
in our broadcast or even a month worth of our broadcast, the totality in which God saw fit to establish is erroneous. And it's going to take, and I have to say this because I believe that more importantly, more important than what you hear us say is what you hear the Spirit say to you, which I would admonish everyone who genuinely and sincerely wants to hear what God is saying and what God intended to search it out yourself.
That's the truth.
You know, the word says that we are to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. We have to, and we're doing this, studying ourselves to show ourselves approved to God. You know, this is to him, not for you, not for somebody else, but we want to know what God is saying. And, you know, what I love about the word of God is that when we are born again, the Spirit of God that inspired this word lives on the inside of us, and we can actually talk to the author.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the beauty of the Word of God, is because it is alive, it is active. And when we are studying, when we want to, as Jesus said, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, wanting to know truth, God, show me truth so that there's no error in my way. Show me truth. Don't you know that he will answer you?
You see, and we don't have to consult Wikipedia or
That's right.
use Cliff Notes to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do Shakespeare. You can't summon him and find out what he
right.
meant by, huh? Am I right?
That's right.
But it brings us to this passage and why we go to this Bible and why we will use it as our reference.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy 3:16. Sister Lewis, if you'll amplify
mm-hmm.
this word for us, please. And fasten your faith belts.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's time to get on into it. It's time to take our stand. You see, it's time to march our march, and not just down some street, but
mm-hmm.
in our lifestyles.
Right.
It is time to take the stand on the truth. You see, and we have come to understand and thoroughly believe that it's from this Holy Scripture, and that is why this Scripture stands so true.
Mm-hmm.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction,
mm-hmm.
for instruction in righteousness.
Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error
uh-huh.
and discipline in obedience.
Once again, that phrase.
Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin.
Just right here.
For correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action.
You see.
Let me read one scripture that goes along with this. Romans 12:2. And this is for those of us who believe God's word. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you.
Yes, I meant to read that 17th verse also following the 16th.
Okay.
It coincides right with what you read. It just goes on to say that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I think that says the same thing.
So that the man of God may be complete and proficient,
mm-hmm.
well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
This in particular, this Paul speaking to Timothy contextually,
mm-hmm.
but so that us as a people of God be furnished this way,
mm-hmm.
thus and so. A passage written in an epistle to Timothy, who was taking up the mantle of Paul as a teacher and as a pastor even,
mm-hmm.
who has passed it on to a congregation and then thereby to us.
Mm-hmm.
These words ring so true.
Yeah.
Paul, the great articulator of the scripture, like none other, you see, was one who represented this and one who was an ambassador himself. That's
right.
Where we got 2 Corinthians 5:20,
mm-hmm.
a representative and a diplomat.
Right.
Who became all things to all men in order that some be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Even in his most profound preaching on marriage, another passage we stand on in, in the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter. You all know that this is our theme here at Dying to Be Married. Came from Paul,
mm-hmm.
because he had a revelation of what God meant
right.
for these great things. Not to say that I've lived it and follow me, as much as he's pointing to Christ, as you brought out, Sister Lewis, the author and the finisher of our faith,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
see. And it is from these revelations that we embrace these truths today. Now, granted, before we go further, we realize the evolution of traditions of marriage, and through the Bible it'll show you the various transformations that marriages had.
Mm-hmm.
Surely in the early days you were married to close relatives. In times you saw various kings like David have many wives and Solomon have many wives. But it has evolved into something that there were parameters that God set that said what should be
mm-hmm.
and what should never be.
Right.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into these things. But before we go further, we're going to go to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we better get to this word from our sponsor before we get into the deep depths. But
yeah.
you all can probably see where we're going. So fasten your faith belts. And on the other side, we're going to get into the deep depths of the simplicity of Marriage 101.
Yeah.
You are listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministries Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation on foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith. while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join in the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are
Kingdom Kids.
Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN@kingdomcomenet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always,
You are welcome.
Yes, yes. Welcome back once again. Continuing Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis. And we are introducing this new series already established by my dear wife, that this is something that's going to take some time. Though it may seem basic, it's quite an undertaking, in that we're dealing with what has become a controversial subject: marriage 101. Why to choose the 101, you know, the 101 is representative of an introductory dissertation of a subject. Mm-hmm. Like in college, you take the basics, you see. You would think it is like on the level of reading, writing, arithmetic, but truth be told, as the defense of marriage in this country has been struck down and marriage equality has been established by the Supreme Court of the United States, mm-hmm. that people of the same sex can marry. Just being straight and honest about
right.
it. You know, it lends to that as they, those who believe this, take that stand, mm-hmm. be it you are one who planned to do it or you're just a supporter,
mm-hmm.
you see, and that is crossed into Christian line.
Right.
You see, where some churches have okayed and ratified this mm-hmm. to be so. As this is becoming to infiltrate God's holy nation, as we are to be as believers, we have found and been deemed ones who will take the stand for what God meant. Holy matrimony has been our call. It is the flagship broadcast of this ministry at Kingdom United Ministries Network. It is what God called us together to do in our early stages of ministry. Am I right, Sister Lewis?
Right.
You see, and one of the first things that God taught us before we minister to others, get your house in order. And we were a family of dysfunction. And he taught us how to function. And that function came from learning his word.
Right.
And God taught us how to teach our children and train them up in the way that they should go. But in the process, to reconcile ourselves in our marriage. And from that, we stand in this ministry and celebrating some nearly 20 years, 16 years is our official dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Son being 19, he was born first time
we right.
went into our wilderness. That's
yep.
how we keep track.
Exactly.
19 years
yep.
officially, you see.
Yep.
And we plan to document these things in the upcoming publication, and you will see that it has been a different route, but it has been effective,
mm-hmm.
you see, in that we have fruit from this that God has planted in us.
Mm-hmm.
And our prayer is, as you pray for us, we're praying for you to know that if you're standing for the righteousness that God has called us to, we're here to support you, and you can make it. No matter what state your marriage is in, you can make it. We are here to encourage you and lift you up. But back to the basics. Sister Lewis, if you read that introduction, please.
Yes. The Holy Bible states that God established the foundation and the concept of marriage. When God does anything, he has a plan, purpose, and boundaries established to protect the purpose of what he had in mind. Through the centuries, mankind has come up with their own plans and ways to carry them out that are now in the forefront of many debates. We are going back to the beginning to see what God really had in mind when he established holy matrimony.
Sister Lewis, and I know you're chomping at the bit to begin this discussion. You have a great format for us. But I just want to clarify some things just before
mm-hmm.
we move forward. When we started in 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter and the 16th verse, to establish why we're coming for Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
One of the phrases that Paul used, why the Scripture should be embraced as our reference point, he said, for correction. And I love your
mm-hmm.
Amplified version. From that point, for correction, it went on to say, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, it says what?
It says,
For
correction of error
uh-huh.
and discipline in obedience
uh-huh.
and for training in righteousness in holy living in conformity to God's will in
thought purpose
and action.
That point.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it has always been mankind's way to deviate from God from
mm-hmm.
the beginning,
yes.
as we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
And from the beginning, since they fail, you see, God had to correct them to the proper way, representing and serving him.
Mm-hmm.
From the garden, when men found that they had, be it Adam and Eve, found that they had sinned and that they were experiencing the shame of nakedness, they covered themselves with what? Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And God corrected that by properly covering them with the coat of animals, the skin of animals, which was really the shedding of blood,
mm-hmm.
which covered the remission of their sins. Am I right?
Exactly.
Then came Cain and Abel, where the distinction was made that God preferred the blood sacrifice that Abel made versus what Cain made.
Mm-hmm.
And Cain wanted so bad that God received his sacrifice, he was wrong. And God said, if you do right, won't your sacrifice, I'm paraphrasing, be acceptable? But we saw how Cain rose up and slew Abel out of jealousy because his sacrifice was not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But God corrected these things. And you can go on down through that Old Testament, through the Bible,
mm-hmm.
where man wanted to do it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Where man took things into his own hands and wanted to do things his way, but God corrected him
mm-hmm.
and let him know this is the acceptable way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as that passage brings out, we're talking about the holy and righteous way.
Exactly.
That way is the way of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Granted, God has given mankind a free will. You saw even in the a wilderness, approaching the promised land between Joshua and Moses, his servants, his mouthpieces. He said, look, I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice.
Right.
Of life or death.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings or cursings. This is Joshua speaking.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but the answer is life.
Mm-hmm.
Choose life. You have a choice, but
mm-hmm.
choose life. People argue about abortion, whether to choose life or a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God did give us a choice, too. But he's saying, choose life,
mm-hmm.
you see. And that brings us to today when we're talking about marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage is honorable, as
mm-hmm.
the scripture says. But there's a way to do it.
Right.
A way that God established that it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to get into today.
Right.
Come on, Sister Lewis.
Now, what we're dealing with today and what we're dealing with in our nation is this redefining marriage.
Uh-huh.
To redo something means to do over or to do it again. It could be a different way, but it's redoing something from the other, from the
original.
Uh-huh. I'm reading from the Webster Dictionary, the word definition.
Uh-huh.
An explanation of the meaning of a word, phrase, etc. A statement that defines a word or a phrase. A statement that describes what something is. A clear or perfect example of a person or a thing. And then the second definition, A. A statement expressing the essential nature of something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's definition. That's the definition of definition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When God did anything, he had purpose in mind. Did you see that in that
That's
second
right.
Timothy?
Explanation. Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Amplified Version.
In the Amplified
mm-hmm.
Version. It has to do with the purpose,
mm-hmm.
with God's purpose.
That's right.
And in order for us to understand God's purpose for something, when we're reading the scripture, there were five questions that were given that we should have in mind as we're reading the scriptures. And this will clarify and make known what the purpose of something is.
Uh-huh.
The first one is, when did it occur? Because you can read a word
mm-hmm.
in the Bible, and I've heard many people who want to tear down the Bible and say that it's not accurate or that they read it out of context. And clearly some things that we have read out of context, and what you were saying before, there are things that happened in the Old Testament that no longer apply to today.
That's right.
So you have to look at the word and say, when did it occur?
Mm-hmm. Context.
Exactly. So the context, who did it?
Mm-hmm.
Who did it is important when we're reading the scripture. We have to see who is actually the one, the individual that did it. Okay? Why was it done? The when it occurred, who did it, why was it done? The fourth, how was it done? And then five, what was it designed to do?
Uh-huh, very important.
These are the five things, five questions we need to ask when we're trying to discover the purpose of a scripture or a thing
mm-hmm.
as we're reading the Bible. As you said, we're going back to marriage 101. So in order for us to understand marriage,
mm-hmm.
we're going back to Genesis.
That's right.
Because this is the first place that we see marriage, holy matrimony, the first marriage ceremony occurs in Genesis. So we need to go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 1.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was unformed and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God
hovered over the surface of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and darkness he called night. So there was evening, and there was morning one day. Those are the first five scriptures, or five verses, that set up the context of where we're going. Okay? In this, when did this occur? In the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of what? Beginning denotes a specific time when something begins. The meaning of begin is to act starting something. And this is what we see. Now, who did it?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, God.
Uh-huh.
The word for God in this particular verse is Elohim. And if you know anything about the names of God, Elohim is a plural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's plural in divinity. This particular word for God is Elohim, and it's a plural in divinity. Why was it done? What did we see he did in these verses? This was the verse that we saw him speak light. Light came into the picture. This was the
uh-huh.
first time light occurred.
Uh-huh.
Why was light created? Because the earth was void and dark. And God saw it was dark. So he said, what?
He
made a distinction. Mm-hmm. So it was dark. God wanted light. So he spoke light.
That's
that,
right.
That answers the next question. How was it done?
Mm-hmm.
God said.
Uh-huh.
And what did God say? Let there be.
That's right.
That word let, in so many times when we're looking at different words and different things, we read them so fast because they're part of our everyday vocabulary and we don't really look at them. But when I looked at that phrase, let there be, the root of that is to become, come to pass, exist, happen, and get this, to fall out. To fall out. Let there be, to fall out. And there is, without getting too far into this, I just want to say, we see what God has said here. He said, let there be, because he wanted light, and that's how light came into the picture. Okay? So now, the next thing was, what was it designed to do? What was the purpose of light? Light was in order so it wouldn't be dark. It was to give vision. If something is dark, you can't see.
In Revelation,
to reveal.
You had void and
exactly.
was disorder and chaos. Light came to shine, to reveal what truly is.
Exactly.
And, you know, from that, and it's necessary to begin to understand those basic things
mm-hmm.
about how God operates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people stumble over this Bible because they look for it to have the answer to all things
right.
the way they want,
mm-hmm.
as science is specific about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But what this is letting us know, it is revealing to us how God relates to us and how we relate to God.
Yep.
And in order to even know us, we've got
mm-hmm.
to know God.
Exactly.
We've got to know how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know is that he was there in the beginning.
Exactly.
What we know is that how all of this was created was he spoke it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is that he is the creator.
Right.
There is an intelligent designer of all that we see.
Exactly.
One who has thought well of our plight
mm-hmm.
as mankind. And what we need to see, and this is what we're talking about the beginning and the origin and the basics, is you go by what you know.
Right.
Granted, you know, we dropped a disclaimer in the beginning that we're practicing this
mm-hmm.
love. We're learning to love. It is
right.
a process. Yes, we're students of life, and we're students of this whole of salvation and what it is. But there are some things we know.
Yes.
Okay? There are some
mm-hmm.
things we know.
Yep.
God is real. God is right. God
mm-hmm.
is true.
Yes.
He's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
He's omniscient. Omnipotent and omnipresent.
Right.
He knows all, he's all-powerful, and he's everywhere. And from this, this is where we learn who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because as the 26th verse lets us know, he created us in his image and after his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
We're like him.
Yep.
You see? And it's from there that we begin to learn who we are as a people,
yes.
as man and as woman.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one that's very important before we even go further. Men are different from women.
And we're going to see that.
Let me rephrase this.
Mm-hmm.
Women are different from men, but I said the same thing. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Men and women are different, and he created us as such for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get back to it, as Scripture has given us, a purpose.
Yes.
Want to reiterate this amplified version. It's so very important to establish this point for the sake of clarity and understanding. In that amplified version, just to extend the understanding of, it says, conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action. When we conform to God's will in our thoughts, purpose, and action, we're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose.
Exactly.
You will not displease God conforming
mm-hmm.
to his will in your thoughts.
Exactly.
You see, getting an understanding in your mind of who God is, making up your mind
mm-hmm.
who God is and that
mm-hmm.
his will is right and true and
yes.
it's something to be
exactly.
embraced, you can't go wrong.
Right.
This is why we're taking these basics to heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Sister Lewis broke that down, the necessity of understanding the context of the
mm-hmm.
scripture. Who's saying it, what it's about, you know, and how it relates, yes, bottom line, to us.
Mm-hmm.
This helps us to understand our world around us.
Right.
The calamities that we see, the misunderstandings that we see, the misconstrued ways that we see, the perversions that we see
right.
and are acquainted with daily that surround us and, yes, touch us.
Mm-hmm.
This helps us to put them in order. This helps us to know what is right and what is wrong.
Right.
Not that we're standing in some ivory tower looking down on the peons and saying, let them eat bread, as much as the bread of life is letting us know right
That's
here
right.
with our neighbors, this is what's right and this was, is
right.
what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary that you have this moral fiber in our society or else we're a world of chaos.
Right.
And that was what God came to correct in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was the earth was without form and was void. He
mm-hmm.
came and turned the light on that we may have order
mm-hmm.
and things properly put into place.
Right.
And thereby that brings us to this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to this union between man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
How it is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right quick before we leave, establishing purpose in the book of Genesis, and we're going to be coming back and forth throughout the scripture,
mm-hmm.
weaving a fine web of truth that God presents to us. But Sister Lewis, I want to take a look at what he said to mankind.
126.
Not that one. Then because we're running out of time, I want to get straight to what the first words he spoke to man.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and
28.
Yes, in the second chapter of Genesis, in the 28th verse. I'm sorry.
128.
128. Yes.
Yeah.
First
God,
chapter.
Okay.
First chapter. Let me get this King James version right quick. I apologize. You know, I'm so excited.
yes, I can tell. That's all right.
You know, while we're turning, This, you know, devil gets mad and gets into my technology, and hence, you know, is trying to throw us off.
That's all right.
But you know,
can't
what
stop.
God said, and God blessed them after creating male and female. Let's start in the 27th verse, shall we?
Okay.
So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
So God created man in his own image, in the image and likeness of God. He created him. Male and female, he created them.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth.
Now, you would think that in these days we wouldn't have to distinguish who he spoke to, but he talked to male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And the only ones that can procreate and be fruitful in the proper sense of the purpose in which they were created was male and female,
right,
as he created them to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
First things God told them to do.
That's right.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're closing on that point, but, you know, what seems to be obvious is that as men and women are different and we have been meant to connect to each other in order for the sake of procreation, you see, our differences have a way of coming together, and that's how God created us to be, to learn to coexist and then procreate together, you see. And we're going to get so much more.
We barely scratched the surface.
We had to start somewhere.
That's right. But as every broadcast, we cannot leave without offering the invitation for those who do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you've never had an experience, a transforming experience with Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity to do so today. Just simply pray this prayer with me. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before you. I'm a sinner. I realize this, and I know that there's nothing that I can do or ever do to get myself right. But I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe, Father, that you gave your son Jesus as a sacrifice for me, that it was his blood that was shed. And I believe that he rose again on the third day and is now seated at your right hand. And I accept you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that those who have prayed that prayer, Lord, from their heart, that they will know that they are born again, that they are a new creation in you, and that old things are passed away and all things have become new. I pray that you will bless them in a mighty way. And those who are going through in their marriages, God, that you will strengthen them. Lord, strengthen them so that they will know you and know the glory of who you are and being manifested in their marriage. And God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you again for joining us for another broadcast of Dying to be Married. We invite you to come back next week and also share and invite others to join us as well. And listen to the archives and share it with those who in your circles. We invite you to do that. So thanks again, and God bless you.
No one closer. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one. I do pledge my life to you forever and always. I will take good care of you and shower you with praise. Others try and separate, but they don't have a chance. No one can take your place. No, not even one. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one.
Flesh,
I love you, Jermaine.
Ooh, yes,
I do.
Bone of my bone.
Ain't nobody gonna touch this.
No.